November is Epilepsy Awareness Month, and the Epilepsy Foundation of Greater Los Angeles, they are holding their annual walk to end epilepsy at the Rose Bowl, November 6th. Lots of people, over 6,000 possibly coming. And we are joined by Susan Peach. She's the executive director of the Epilepsy Foundation of Greater Los Angeles here with us. And her husband is in the same field. So this is a family dedicated to working to end epilepsy and to help people with quality of life. The Epilepsy Foundation has been around now for a while. They've been at this for a while, right, Susan?
Yes, we've actually been in existence for almost 60 years. Mm-hmm. But we have a lot to do because epilepsy actually has been recorded in history for the past 300,000 years. So it's been known about for a long time, but under different names. We've been in the Los Angeles region for about 60 years now.
Yes, so definitely have a lot of experience. Mm-hmm. That's interesting. So for thousands of years, we've known about this, and hopefully we're the end of it. We can find the end of this disease. And so you've got many ways in which the Epilepsy Foundation helps, including, you know, fundraising. And what are some of the other ways?
To put it simple, we like to say that we're leading the fight to end epilepsy through care, advocacy, research, and education. And really the focus is the priorities to get people with epilepsy to the care they need. And that's a challenge because so many people don't know they have epilepsy. It goes undiagnosed, it goes misdiagnosed. So making sure people are getting to the specialty care that can help them is critical. Providing them with a continuum of supportive and specialty care so they don't feel alone in their fight. Many people with epilepsy said, "I've never met anyone else with epilepsy. As far as I know, I'm the only one with epilepsy." Which is so not true.
Right.
And then, of course, we need research because we will never end epilepsy without research.
How many people in the U.S. are facing epilepsy, have been diagnosed?
Almost 3 million in the USA live with epilepsy and about 65 million worldwide.
So for people who think that they are the only one, they're not. Actually, there's a lot of support for them. Many people going through this.
Right, right. I'm sure your listeners today, everyone's heard about Parkinson's disease. Everyone's heard of CP. Everyone's heard of MS. But when you combine all those together and double the number, that's still less than the number of people with epilepsy. So there are far more people with epilepsy than most people realize. And I think that's really important for your listeners to know that it is more common than you realize. And most of your listeners know someone with epilepsy, even though they may not know it, because it is a hidden disease.
We all have a reason to help in the effort to end epilepsy. And for people who don't completely understand it, not familiar with it, it's a seizure disorder. Are there different types of seizures within this disorder?
Very good questions. Many people call it seizure disorders, but most seizure disorders are also epilepsy. And there are many kinds of seizures. There are over 21 kinds of seizures, and that can be a characteristic of many different kinds of epilepsy. I often, when I educate in the community, tell people there are similarities between epilepsy and cancer. You speak of both in the singular, right? You know, cancer and epilepsy. But we all know there are many kinds of cancer. There are many kinds of epilepsy. Cancers have different causes, different prognosis, different treatments. Similarly, there are different kinds of epilepsy that have different causes, different prognosis, and many different kinds of treatment. But where we differ from cancer is that most people don't know about epilepsy, and the research is woefully underfunded.
So we need more education about it, period.
More awareness, more education, absolutely.
Seizures are not all the same. When people think of seizures, they think of someone shaking around. That's not always the case.
Yes, you're right. Most people think of the grand mal or the convulsive seizure, which is also known as a tonic-clonic seizure. But there are many other kinds of seizures, including something as simple as a momentary staring spell is an absent seizure, or the French word for absent. During that momentary seconds, that person is absent. They are not understanding what's said to them. They're not able to learn. That's one of the reasons we like to go into schools and do education about epilepsy, because sometimes it's the teacher who sees that staring spell in their students, and those can occur 20 to 200 times a day, and they think that child is not understanding, is not paying attention. And instead of saying, oh, that child is just spacing out, they realize, oh, no, that could actually be a type of epilepsy, and are able to get that child to care.
I'm glad you brought that up, because I wanted to ask about some of the impact that the foundation has had. You recently worked in pediatrics to make some changes.
Yes. So we've funded the training of over 20 epilepsy and neurology specialists to help care for children with epilepsy in our region. And that certainly makes a difference. We had parents who recognized that it was taking 6 months to a year for kids to get in to see a specialist. And that's unacceptable when those seizures can have a devastating effect on development, on the brain, and on the child's ability to learn. Early intervention is very important. Early intervention, accurate diagnosis, best treatment for the type of epilepsy the child has. And then weighing in the balance, reducing seizures or stopping seizures, and then considering the side effects of the treatment. All of that has to be weighed in balance to ensure the best quality of life.
For the treatments that we have now, you can live with epilepsy and you can live a normal life.
That's a common understanding, is that epilepsy is completely treatable. And I'm glad to say for many, it is. In fact, probably for the majority, they can receive available treatments, whether it's medications or dietary therapies or surgical options, and they can have seizure freedom. But unfortunately, for 30 to 40%, they still struggle daily with uncontrolled seizures. And I just want to also mention, if you don't mind, I mean, even those who maybe only have one seizure a year, and you would call them controlled, and you might never even know, but that one seizure a year can change their life. They lose their driver's license. They can lose their job. So every day, this one man told me, even though I only have a seizure once a year, every day I walk out my door thinking it might be today. And where will I be? Will I be in a safe place? Will I be surrounded by people who know what to do?
So one of the ways that we can help, we can all work together and have a good time, is by going to the walk. Let's talk about the walk. It's a full day of activities. It's so much fun at the Rose Bowl also, which is always a great place to go.
It is a beautiful place to go. And as many people know, many people want to come from a wide area. So it's so great to see lots of people there who are coming out for a cause that's so many people don't know about. And it's so encouraging to the people there to have that support and to see all the people who are there, to have special speakers, to be able to meet epilepsy specialists at the different booths. Informational booths will be there. Different activities, of course, the 5K run walk, as well as a 1 mile stroll, are all part of the activities. Oh, and food trucks.
Yes. Very important to have the food there, too.
Yes.
And awards also happening that day.
Yes, yes. We recognize, actually this year, we're recognizing a school nurse, because really school nurses are on the front lines when it comes to caring for our kids with epilepsy. And so we are recognizing a school nurse who's been a volunteer with us for many years, and through her, recognizing the important role that school nurses play in helping our
They are sometimes the first person that will recognize that someone is having symptoms, that a child is having symptoms. And so it's very important to honor them and reach out to them.
Right.
And there are some celebrities there, too, because they've been affected by epilepsy in their life, in their circles, like one of the stars of Pawn Stars.
Yes, we're expecting Rick Harrison to drive down from Las Vegas to join us that morning. And then Greg Grunberg, the actor Greg Grunberg, should also be there.
He's in that show Heroes, which hugely popular. He was one of the good guys in that show.
And his son has epilepsy, so he's very motivated for this cause.
Yeah, and thank you to Greg for coming and, and helping to create awareness about it. There's a DJ. So you've
DJ Hoppa will be there. DJ Hoppa.
So you've got the DJ there, and so we know we're going to have music. And then also the awards and any performances, stage performances?
Yes, yes. The Clipper Spirit Team and the LA Lakers cheerleaders will also be there to rally the troops and cheer everyone on.
A lot of support for the walk coming up. So it's a 5K. You can walk it or you can run it, and at your own pace, of course. And the whole family can walk, teams.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Families walk together, and all their loved ones and friends join them. Non-competitive, but it is a full 5K. We let the runners go out first, so they get a head start.
And this is all happening at the Rose Bowl.
Sunday, November 6th, mm-hmm. with registration at 8 in the morning. And the program starts at 9, and the walk run kicks off at 10 o'clock.
And you can register now online.
You can mm-hmm. register immediately at walktoendepilepsy.org.
As you hear us speak, you can get on and register right now.
Absolutely.
So what's the mm-hmm. website again to register?
Walktoendepilepsy.org.
Are you walking that day, or are you taking care of business?
I'll be walking.
Of course. And your husband, he's a researcher?
Yes. He's a jogger. I expect he'll be ahead of me.
But he also works in this field.
Yes.
And so he knows a lot about what's going on with treatments.
He does genetic research in epilepsy.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you've got a really smart family. Mm-hmm. What is the vision of the Epilepsy Foundation for the future, to end epilepsy in the near future, for treatments, or keep working toward a cure?
The ultimate vision is to end epilepsy, mm-hmm. to put ourselves out of business. Wouldn't that be great?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That is absolutely what should underlie everything we do. And end epilepsy is also about each individual's personal fight today, what end epilepsy means to them, what steps they need to take to overcome epilepsy, or to live their dreams in spite of epilepsy and not let epilepsy control them, as well as make that individual an activist in the global fight to end epilepsy. So we encourage individuals with epilepsy to share their story, because stories make this very complicated disease or disorder something that's understandable.
Mm-hmm. So share your stories. And
absolutely.
There's a lot of information and resources at the website.
Endepilepsy.org.
Thank you for leading the charge. Mm-hmm. to take epilepsy off the map. So November is Epilepsy Awareness Month, like I mentioned before, so we'll be thinking about that and thinking about what we can do to help, and then joining in the walk coming up at the Rose Bowl on November 6th.